John Bass with Anthony Ruggiero of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, an adjunct senior fellow. His report to Congress going nuclear on Rosatom. The first and obvious is executives on the Rosatom Board of Corporation, the Management Board of Rosatom, and one more group that are important. These are a lot of executives who, as I read this, unless I missed a paragraph or two, are not now sanctioned. Is that correct, Anthony?
That's right. You know, there are two boards. So there's a supervisory board and a management board. A supervisory board, the US and UK have sanctioned many of them. Seven of nine they've each sanctioned. The US has not sanctioned them for their Rosatom affiliations. But when you go into the management board, where you have people like the CEO who chairs that board and other individuals who are very intimately involved in the expansion of Rosatom's business worldwide, the UK in March 2023 sanctioned the entire board, 14 members. The US has done none of those. And so when we're talking about, you know, let's start to send a signal to the industry, let's start to have an impact, that seems the easiest impact that they could do. Honestly, I'm shocked that they didn't include that in the 500 or so they did last month on the two-year anniversary of the war. That seems like a serious omission, in my view.
Recommendations to the Congress. There's also recommendations to the executive branch, but we'll start with the Congress. Mandate a strategy, that seems straightforward. However, reviewing sanctions determination within 60 days on Rosatom, is that now possible? Can they move that quickly?
I hope so. I mean, I think there's a precedent there. You know, we've done it in other situations where Congress says to the administration, whichever Republican or Democrat, you have discretionary sanctions authorities. We want you to conduct a review within a period of time, and then tell us why certain companies and individuals did not qualify for sanctions. So Rosatom is one. I think the supervisory and management boards is another, and other affiliated entities and individuals would be useful as well.
And we go to recommendations on the executive branch, because you're asking Congress to pay attention to this chronology and how we got to here. And if the UK can sanction the management board, the US certainly can. It doesn't seem to be any rule that says that the US can't move according to its allies in Europe. However, prohibit activities with Rosatom with wind down periods. What does that mean?
Right. So this is what we talked about earlier, which is this is not simply we put Rosatom on a list somewhere, because there could be, you know, follow on effects because the alternative suppliers are not there yet. You know, some when you look into this, you know, some of the material might come online in the 2028 timeframe. A lot of our allied, whether it's in France or elsewhere in Europe or here in the United States, are ramping up their production, but some of that is not going to come online for several years. So we can provide this pathway for industry to say, we don't want to cut you off immediately from Rosatom and Russia, but this is your time frame. We need to find the alternative. We need to make other arrangements, and it'll signal to the industry that we're really serious about this issue.
You write executive branch recommendation, alternative suppliers. Now, I remember reading the original bomb making came from a combination of West Africa and Canada, if that memory is correct. Are those sources still available?
Well, there are. I mean, there are alternative sources of the natural uranium. The challenge here is when we get into the production of nuclear fuel for Russian provided reactors. So the Russians try and have that monopoly on that, and then enrichment services for other reactors as well. And so backfilling both of those as best as we can is a way to remove Russia from that pipeline.
And in fairness to Congress right now, is this a fresh matter to them? Because the war's been here 2 years, and they were sanctioning everything they could find. That's why Starbucks left Russia. Did they not realize Rosatom was not only a moneymaker, but a proliferator?
Well, I'm not sure why we haven't had additional action. I mean, the administration has on several occasions targeted Russian entities and individuals. But to me, when I look at those actions, it shows that there's not a clear strategy there. I think that, you know, with the Ukraine issue staying in the public eye, there's a desire to look for, okay, well, why have our sanctions not achieved the stated goal and purpose? And perhaps one of those reasons is that we're continuing to give hundreds of millions of dollars to Russia and Rosatom.
Anthony Ruggiero, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,